No! With a contemptuous flick of his wrist, Tarkosa sent Jinsler's datapad sliding back across the tabletop toward him. Completely unacceptable, all of them! What's wrong with the Rendili Battlehorn class? Jinsler asked. It's a freighter, Tarkosa said flatly. It's a bulk cruiser, not a freighter, Jinsler corrected. It's armed, it's armored, it's got the range, it's got the capacity. It's unacceptable, Ulyar cut in. Show us something else. Jinsler reached over and snagged the datapad, swallowing the retort he so very much wanted to say. From his comlink came another chirp. What is that noise you people keep making on our comlinks? He demanded. What are you talking about? Ulyar asked. You're doing that, not us. Jinsler frowned. What are you talking about? We're not.
Ah, yes.
Bersh murmured, standing up.
As was the beginning, so is the end.
Jinsler shifted his frown to the Jeroen. What?
As was the beginning, so is the end.
Bersh repeated. Ducking his head forward, he slid the limp Wolfkill body off his shoulders and let it thump onto the table in front of him. Against the wall behind him, his three compatriots had also taken off their Wolfkills, laying them on the floor.
Once victims, now victors.
Reaching to the Wolfkill's neck, he broke off its decorative blue and gold collar. And with a sudden, brief shudder, the Wolfkill came to life. At the far wall, Jinsler was vaguely aware that the other three Wolfkills had similarly and inexplicably revived. For a stretched-out second, no one moved.
No!
Jinsler heard Ulyar breathe.
It can't!
The four Wolfkills leapt. Instinctively, Jinsler shoved himself back from the table as the nearest animal jumped toward him, fully expecting a terrible stab of pain as its jaws closed around his neck. But the furry missile shot past without even grazing him with its outstretched claws. The momentum of Jinsler's push sent his chair tipping over backward, and as his shoulder and head slammed against the deck, a brief burst of stars blurred his vision. Through the sound of the blood roaring in his ears, he heard screams and shouts and the sputter of blaster fire. There was a ululating roar, another scream, and suddenly he found himself being hauled to his feet. It was Tarkosa, his eyes wild, his age-lined face etched with fear and rage.
Get back, you fool!
He snarled. Blinking once to clear his eyes, Jinsler looked behind him. The calm scene of a few seconds before had dissolved into chaos. The three Chiss warriors were bent over or on their knees, wrestling with the snarling Wolfkills, clearly fighting for their lives. The peacekeeper who had been standing guard over them was already down, lying motionless in a widening pool of blood, his blaster lying on the deck beside his limp hand. Even as Jinsler stared in horror, one of the Chiss managed to twist his Cherrick far enough around in the grip of his attacker's jaws and fire point blank into its torso. But the Wolfkill shrugged off the shot without even a snarl, its teeth and claws continuing to tear at the warrior's arm and chest. Across the room by the other side wall, the remaining peacekeeper had been knocked prone by the three Jeroens, whom he'd been guarding. Two of them were pinning down his gun hand as the third sat on his chest, rhythmically beating his head against the deck. From behind Jinsler came a sizzling hiss, and a streak of blue fire shot past his shoulder to impact squarely in the center of the third Jeroen's back. The Jeroen screamed something vicious-sounding and rolled forward off the peacekeeper's chest. And once again, Jinsler ducked reflexively away as one of the Wolfkills abandoned the injured Chiss he'd been attacking and leapt past him. He spun around to see the Wolfkill slam into Formby, its snarling jaws snapping shut around the Aristocra's gun arm. The impact staggered Formby backward, but he managed to stay on his feet. Ignoring the blood suddenly flowing onto his sleeve, he twisted his arm around and tossed the Cherrick to his free hand. Pressing the muzzle to the Wolfkill's head, he fired. That one at least wrenched a howl from the animal. Formby fired a second time. And then the Wolfkill seemed to realize it was no longer holding on to the proper arm. With one last tearing bite, it let go and reached out for Formby's other arm. It never had a chance to connect. Even as its jaws opened, Fisa appeared out of nowhere, a streak of yellow-clad blue that slammed into the Wolfkill's side, tearing it off Formby and sprawling both of them onto the deck. The Wolfkill howled in fury, twisting like a snake as it tried to buck her away. But Fisa held on, shouting in the Chiss language as Formby fired round after round of blue fire into the Wolfkill's body.